Also, they said the Prophet ﷺ was born maqtun. In Nabi ﷺ wulida maqtunan. Yani the Prophet ﷺ was born and he was circumcised. Sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. This is some of the quality of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's body. As I told you, some of them fabricated, like whoever saying the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was created from lights. This is lies and not acceptable. Or some of them said the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam can help the people today while he's in his grave, or can make intercession for some people today while he's in his grave. All this kadib and all this belief is not, it doesn't go with what the Islamic belief based on. The Prophet ﷺ has tools, and one of his tools is a miswak. Miswak, Jazakallah khair, with your right hand next time. The Prophet ﷺ had tools, and this to help you also to have a picture of the Prophet ﷺ. He used to have miswak. Miswak is a tree, mostly it's used from arak, a tree called arak, and the root of the tree. It's a very healthy tree and had a lot of benefits. Even these days, there's a lot of research to show about how this tree is very beneficial to be used to clean your mouth with. The Prophet ﷺ used to clean, to brush his teeth with it in the daytime, in the morning. First thing he will wake up, before he sleeps, as Aisha related, he will start with it when he enters his house. And he will do that before the Salat. And this sunnah is not exist among a lot of our brothers today. And I would really highly recommend them to have miswak, because there is toothbrush, it doesn't work, is not, it will not replace the siwak. Those people came today and said, we have toothbrush. This will not replace the siwak. Because siwak, the Prophet ﷺ gave us two benefits out of the siwak. One, it can be replaced with your toothbrush, which is to clean your mouth with it. But the other one, you can't claim that your toothbrush can do that. Because you need the Prophet ﷺ to be sent these days to give you to tell you that. He said about the Iraq before he passed away, that using the miswak is pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Something Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pleased with. Mardatun lirrab. Mardatun lirrab. This cannot be, you can't say that toothbrush is, when you use it, you please Allah with that. But the siwak, we said that because Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. Also, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Prophet used to brush his tongue with it, to the extent he would say "ugh, يعني يدخل صلى الله عليه وسلم سواكه إلى أن يقول ugh, هكذا. The Prophet would brush his tongue all the way to he will say, you can hear his ugh like that. And Aisha narrated that it's amazing today that the dentists always recommend you to brush your tongue while you brush your teeth. Anyway, the Prophet ﷺ also had a ring. And this ring, he started using ring before he died, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Otherwise, he didn't used to have a ring before. He used the ring only when he started sending letters to kings and other nations to call them for Islam. He'd been told that these people, the kings, will not accept any letter from you if it's not sealed. So the sealing in that time was in the ring. So he took a ring as a seal to seal his letters with. And this ring was written in this way: Muhammadun Rasulullah. Three words: Muhammad Rasulullah. It was written from the bottom to the top. Muhammad in the bottom, then Rasul above it, then Allah above it. The first line, Allah. The second line, Rasul. The third line, Muhammad. You're reading it from bottom to top. Why? Because out of respect, he doesn't want, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his name to be in the first line
and Allah's names to be in the third line. شوف الأدب, the respect in Nabi, how he respect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's names, he put it in the top, then his name in the bottom. You read it from bottom to up, to top. Also, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his ring was made of silver, and he prohibited men to wear any gold rings. And as you know, most of the scholars also prohibited any kind of jewelry made of silver to be used other than the ring, like necklace or anything for men, or bracelet for men, even if from silver. It's only, they allowed it only in the ring. That's the majority of the scholars said that. Anyway, the Prophet ﷺ, the engraving of his was replaced in his ring was from turn in the side, from the side. Yani it was from the inside. It was inside. It was not appear from outside. Also, the Prophet ﷺ had a sword. He had a lot of swords, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the handle of his sword was made of silver. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had shields, two shields, an arm suit, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also had imama, turbans, and his imama used to be black. His turban used to be black, and well, some of his imama were black, and he wore that imama when he opened Mecca in Yawm al-Fath, as Jabir radiallahu anhu narrated. And he used to have tail for his imama going between his shoulder, as Ibn Umar described him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet ﷺ used to wear simple clothes. Most of his clothes were not expensive clothes. But once he wore very, very expensive clothes. Very, very expensive clothes. And most of the time he would wear very simple clothes. And he never wore anything, any clothes dragging on the floor or on the ground. As a matter of fact, it's prohibited to wear something go lower than your ankle. The ankle of your foot. Pants, thobes, whatever. It has to be above the ankles. It's prohibited to drag your clothes. And if you drag your clothes out of arrogant, this is a major sin. But if it's not out of arrogant, it is still a sin. Because the Prophet ﷺ said that, وَيْلُ قَالَ النَّبِي صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ مَا كَانَ أَسْفَلِ الْكَعْبَيْنِ فَهُوَ فِي النَّارِ. هكذا قال, مَا كَانَ أَسْفَلِ الْكَعْبَيْنِ فَهُوَ فِي النَّارِ. Anything goes longer than your ankle, your foot's angles, the ankles, it will be in the hell. It means it will be punished by the hell will touch it. Some scholars said that in the when the people passing on the sirat, on the path. This is for men only, but for women, no. It's sunnah for her clothes to be long. Subhanallah, today is the opposite. Women's clothes are short, and men's clothes are long. Anyway, the Prophet ﷺ said that the Muslims' clothes should be short. Therefore, he told Ibn Umar, put your thobe up all the way to half of you, to be reach half of your legs. إِلَىٰ أَنصَافِ سَاقَيْكَ, half of his legs. He ordered Ibn Umar to do so. In Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم, his clothes were so clean and white. He loved the color, his clothes to be white. He loved this color, صلى الله عليه وسلم. His favorite clothes was the shirt, with a long shirt go all the way to cover his thigh, صلى الله عليه وسلم. He wear long sleeves and he wear short sleeves, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to wear also clothes made in Rome. Labisa jubbatan rumiyya, or made in by Roman or Roman style. It's not Arab style even. And this is shows you that it's allowed for you to wear clothes even if it is made in other than Muslims' country. But if this clothes is not their own clothes or clothes only well known to be belong to kuffar, to non-Muslims. But if the kuffar made some kind of clothes and Muslims using it, it's not only for them, it's allowed for you to use it. The Prophet ﷺ, when he wear his shoes, he will start with the right side. When he will take off his shoes, he will start with the left side. Some scholars said it's also recommended to do the same when you put your clothes on. So for example, if you want to put your pants, you start with the right. Take off your pants, start with the left. Brothers and sisters, put your shirt, start with the right, take off the left first. Also the Prophet ﷺ, when he brush his hair, he has a brusher, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to brush his hair with it. And he start with the right side before the left side. Even when he shave his head, he would start with the right before the left, and he would say Bismillah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had mirror. He used to look at it to see himself how he looked like, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how he looks like, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had also a container had perfume, and it was black. The perfume was black, and it's very, very good smell. And the Prophet ﷺ would never rejected a perfume if it's given to him by anybody as a gift or somebody wanna put perfume in his hand. And he will put the perfume in the his palm, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not in the back of his hand, inside his hand, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in his palm. An-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make kuhul every night. As been reported by several of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's companions like Ibn Abbas. And he used to put kuhul in his eyes every night. And this kuhul was made of al-ithmid. Al-ithmid, a special kind of kuhul. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it will help your sight to be increased, and it will help your hair to grow more. This ithmid. إنه يجلي البصر وينبت الشعر يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم used he had horses, several horses like الأدهم, السكب, المرتجز, black horses, brownish horses, white mixed with brown. He had 7 horses, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is the scholar agree upon, and some said 15. He had also mule, even though the mule were not so popular in Arab land, because they don't Arab, they don't like the idea of mule. And they talk about it, they said it's, they think it's not a good idea. You know what mule is? Mix between horse and donkey. Mule cannot be married, basically. So when you have a mule, it's one, it's gonna dead. So it's gonna increase. So therefore they don't have mule. Either horses or donkey, because they are increase, the number of them increasing. But the mule, they don't have mule. So the Prophet ﷺ had a mule, it'd been given to him as a gift from the king of Egypt. And he called her, this mule, Duldul. So you can call your car, it's not expensive one, Duldul. Okay. And the Prophet ﷺ also had donkeys, and one of them, Ufair. So I don't know who's going to call Ufair. Maybe you call yours Ufair, and maybe your wife's car, Duldul. I don't know how you're going to look at that. Anyway. And the Prophet ﷺ also had camels. And one of the famous camels is Al-Qaswa, the one he rides ﷺ when he moved from Mecca to Al-Madinah. He purchased it from Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. Before he died, he had 100 sheep, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and 7 goats. And he never had more than 100 sheep, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whenever the number increased, he will order them to pass the meat of these sheep to the poor people. He had servants. He had servants. He had slaves, male and female. He had servants such as Anas ibn Malik and Zayd ibn Haritha. And also the Prophet had a barber. He used to cut his hair, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his hair. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made hijama, cupping, which is to take out the, jazakallah khair, he take out the blood, which is the blood, which is the bad blood from the body. He had hijama, cupping, in 3 places, 3 times. Once in his head, in the middle of his head, and once between his shoulder from the back, and once in his feet, صلى الله عليه وسلم, from the upper part of his feet. احتجم ثلاث مرات على ظهور قدميه وبين كتفيه وعند أم رأسه صلى الله عليه وسلم. وقد كوى ولم يكتوي ورقى ولم يسترقي. يعني لم يطلب الرقية. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم also used to make رقية, to read on people if they are sick, but never asked somebody to read on him to cure him or to give him ruqya. Innabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to ride his horse or whatever his rider. He used to ride his rider, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whereas there is surge, saddle on it, or sometimes not. To ride by himself, and he will ride, he allowed somebody to ride with him, in front of him or next to him. One of the stories that it mentioned in the seerah that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was with Abu Huraira. And Abu Huraira asked him to ride with him in his donkey. Then the Huraira jumped on the donkey to be next to the Prophet ﷺ. But he couldn't settle. Then he was almost falling down. He held the Prophet ﷺ and both of them fell down. Then the Prophet ﷺ ride. Then after a while, the Prophet asked Abu Huraira, "You want to ride with me again?" He said, "Yes, Ya Rasulullah." Then he jumped, but it's a very small place. Then he almost to saddle, but he held the Prophet and both fell down again. Then the Prophet ﷺ ride his rider. Then after a while he said, "Do you want to ride with me again?" Third time. He said, "Wallahi ya Rasulullah, ma kuntu li usqituka ba'daha abada." He said, "No ya Rasulullah, I will never do it, because I'm afraid that you will fall down again. I will never do that to you." He was so simple, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet ﷺ, some scholars account how many of his companions he allowed them to ride with him in the same rider. It's more than 40 of his companions. They ride with the Prophet ﷺ in the same rider. Sometimes his companion will be ride and he will walk. Such as Mu'adh ibn Jabal, when he sent him to Yemen. He let him, as narrated by al-Bukhari, ride in his horse or his rider, whatever, camels or horse. And the Prophet was holding his horse. He said, "Ya Rasulullah, it's not can I happen, you walking, I'm riding." He said, "No, stay." He sent him as Amir, and he want to show respect, that people respect him. Anyway, the Prophet walked with him long time. مَشَى مَعَهُ طَوِيلًا يَقُلْ ابْنَ عَبَّاسِ. Then he said to Mu'adh, "I might not be able to see you again." When he said that, he cried, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And also Mu'adh radiallahu anhu cried when he heard that from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Also, Innabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is a question, let me answer it first, since we're talking about the kuhl. Kuhl, it is an ithmid, it's some kind of kuhl, something the people put it in their eyes and give like outside of the eyes, and it give a color for the eyes. It give like a color for the eyelashes or around the eyes, or they put it even inside like the eyes, and it's good for, it's very healthy, the ithmid, as the Prophet ﷺ said. The Prophet ﷺ used to eat different kind of food. He used to eat sweets. He ate, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, honey, and he loved the sweets and honey so much. The Prophet ﷺ ate also different kind of meats. He ate camels, sheep, goats, chicken, birds, habara, zebras. He ate sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, rabbits. Also he ate seafood. He ate barbecue sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mashwi, akal al-shiwa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He ate dates. He ate sallallahu alayhi wa sallam al-rutab wa tam, milk, water. Most of his food was the water and the milk and the dates. Even milk not much. Even milk wasn't much. Water and dates. In so many times you see that the Prophet ﷺ, he will have a guest. He want to host his guest. He will send to his wife, which is her night, is this night. Do you have any food for my guest? She said no. Ask your neighbor, yani his other wives. 9 of his wives, he will ask them. He has 9 wives, ﷺ. He will ask them, 9 homes. None of them has anything to offer to his guest. Nothing to offer to his guests. No food. Nothing. Even a date. No date. When I say nothing, I mean nothing. It's only water. Wallahi, taqul Aisha, ma akala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 3 layali min khubz al-sha'ir. Aisha also said, sometimes 3 months next to each other, continuing, we would never had any fire in our home. Why would we had fire? In order to cook any kind of food. There is nothing. There is no food. His life was so simple. Once his companion came to him, said, Ya Rasulullah, we are hungry. Look at us. Then they uncovered their stomach and they tied a rock around their stomach. And now, you know, these days it's one of the way to lose weight, to have belt around your stomach, to tight your stomach. But we do this belt because we have too much food. They used to have this belt because there is no food, just to push the stomach, to make it smaller so he doesn't feel the hunger. You know what was the answer? The answer was from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he uncovered his stomach and he had 2 rocks. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Umar said, as reported by Bukhari, Ibn Abbas said that Umar radiallahu anhu walked into the Prophet ﷺ room. Then Umar said, Wallahi fama radada basari fi bayti Rasulillah shay'an amla'u fihi ayni. He said, Wallahi, nothing I can look at it in the Prophet ﷺ's room or house, it can consider be a valuable thing or something I can look at it. Nothing. He had, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a carpet made of hasir, which is the leaves of the palm tree. And it used to leave marks in the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's side when he sleeps in it. Nothing. His life was so simple. Umar said, Ya Rasulullah, why you don't ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you, as he gave those Romans and Persians, the gold and the silver those kuffar had? And this is the same question might you asking yourself. He said, Ya Umar, إِنَّ هَؤُلَاءِ قَوْمْ قَدْ عُجِّلَتْ لَهُمْ طَيِّبَاتُهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. He said, Oh Umar, those people, they got what they wish in the dunya. The reward in this life, worldly life, are for me? No, I want to have everything complete in the day after, in Jannah. The Prophet ﷺ been giving the choice to be a prophet and king in the same times, like the prophets of the people of Book. They were prophets and kings. And he been giving the choice to be Malik al-Nabiyya, a king and a prophet, or Abd al-Nabiyya, a slave and, like slave to Allah, simple person, normal person, and prophet in the same times. He said, I choose to be a slave and prophet in the same times. Slave to Allah, just a normal person. He chose, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the upper and higher ranks, which is to have patience, to have sabr. Otherwise, if the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was giving the dunya from A to Z, everything in this dunya, it will not change him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or change his manners. He will be the most grateful, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to his Lord. But he chose to be patient, which is more higher than grateful. Only. He's grateful to whatever he had, and he, at the same time, has a patience. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam life went through different levels. He was ahead of a big state, a very fast growing state, a ruler, and he was an individual. And he once left his home, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in Monday, leaving Mecca in the night, afraid that the kuffar will catch him. And he returned back Mecca with 100,000 soldiers opening Mecca, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Different stage of his life, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but you can see he's the same. Some people, when he is poor, he has kind of characteristics. When he became rich, totally changed. Him, no. Once, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after he opened Mecca, what, the bounty of his bounty, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or his share from this great victory was a large number of sheep. They were, they filled what is between two mountains. One man passed by them and said, what a great number of sheep. He said, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to him, do you like them? Or do you like this? He said, yeah, sure. He said, it's for you. Simple like that. For yani. You see, he never had this number of sheep in his life. Oh, this is the time for saving. You know, I work hard to make this money. No, I'm not going to let it go. No, he said, he's the same. He said, you can take it. This man went back to his people saying, لَقَدْ جِئْتُكُمْ مِنْ عِنْدِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ حَقَّ رَجُلٌ لَا يَخْشَى الْفَقْرِ. He said, I came from a true, that's a truly, he's a prophet. Indeed, he's a prophet. He giving as if he will never be poor. He's a prophet, and he called people, his people, for Islam. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his life was very simple. He slept on bed, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the floor. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam drank water, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and milk. And when he drinks, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he will drink the three times, not drinking once. And he will say Bismillah in the beginning, Alhamdulillah when he finished, and he will not breathe. He will not allow his breath to go into the cup when he drinks, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he forbade the person to drink from the cup if it's broken. If the cup broken, he said, don't drink from the broken side. Don't drink from it. Also, the Prophet ﷺ, when he drink, he will drink while he's sitting. He will not drink while he's standing. And this etiquette we need to learn. The Prophet ﷺ saw a man drinking while he's standing. Then he said, you're going to enjoy drinking the water if there is a cat drinking with you in the same time, from the same cup? He said, no. He said, there is something worse than that just drunk with you. Shaytan. Because you're drinking while you are standing. And he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَوْ يَعْلَمْ أَحَدُكُمْ مَا فِي بَطْنِهِ إِذَا شَرِبَ قَائِمًا لَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ أَنْ يَسْتَقِيمَ شَرَبٌ. يعني يَسْتَقِيمَ شَرَبٌ. He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you realize, or if you know what coming inside your stomach while you are drinking, standing, you will rather throw up than keeping this water in your stomach. But we see in the Sunnah that the Prophet ﷺ three times drank while he's standing. Once in Arafah, once in Umm Salama's house, tent. And other also, one more time. The scholar said the Prophet ﷺ did that to show us that is not forbidden, haram. It's not a sin to drink while you are standing. But it's not recommended. It's not recommended for you. Also the scholar, other scholars said no. Each time the Prophet ﷺ drank while he's standing, it's for a reason. For Umm Salama's tent, he drank from a container of water, qirba, and it was tight on the pillar of the tent. You cannot take it off. Like the fountain now, you can't drink from the fountain where you're sitting. So you're forced to do that. Second one, when he drink in Arafah, he drink in Arafah because there is 100,000 person making Hajj. He has to stand up so everybody will be able to see him drinking to realize that fasting in Arafah is not allowed. And the third time also, while he's drinking from Zamzam, they said because it was very crowded, there is no place for him to sit. And he was afraid if he sit, everybody will sit and it will be very crowded next to Zamzam to do such so. So he drank while he is standing, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anyway, the person, it's not recommended for him to drink while he's standing. And when you drink or eat, you say Bismillah. When you finish, say Alhamdulillah. Allah loves that from you. In Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam also, when he eats sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he eats with three fingers, like the dates. He eats with three fingers, not with five. But you can't eat with three fingers if you are eating rice or something like that. The Prophet ﷺ time, there is no rice. Anyway, the Prophet ﷺ also, he will eat front of him. And the Prophet ﷺ never ever criticize food. If he like it, he will eat it. If he doesn't like it, he will leave it. مَا عَابَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ طَعَامَ قَتْ. When he walks, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he walks fast. He doesn't used to drag his foot while he's talking or make sounds when he talk with his shoes. No. When he walk fast. As if he going downhill. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam companion used to say, we used to almost running behind him to catch him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Prophet ﷺ, when he walked, he will take off his foot from the ground to the next step and so on. And he will not drag his foot. And his footsteps wide, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Also the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam will not allow people to walk behind of him. Like kings. No, you walk with in the sides or front of him, but not from behind. In Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his walking was full of energy and life. And when somebody call him, he will not turn his face to him. No. He will turn his whole body toward him. Even if he's walking, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, out of respect. When somebody check hands with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he will not leave his hand, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from that person's hands until the other person will leave first. Innabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, if he sees somebody come from traveling, he will hug him. If he goodbying somebody he's going to travel, he will not hug him. He will just shake his hand. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, he used to sit straight. And sometimes when he sat sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he will put his hand and he will lean in his hand, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or in pillow. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he will not sit like that while he's eating. In Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he eat, he will not eat, when he sit, he He will not sit in a way which shows his private parts, his awrah, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Once he was seen in the masjid laying down and he crossing his legs, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, as reported by al-Bukhari. In Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he might sit muhtabi, and ihtiba, it means he will sit in his bottom, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he will raise his two legs front of him, and he will surround his both legs with his arms, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, holding his legs and sitting on his bottom, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was seen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, once also sitting, and the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sitting on his foot, in his foot, raising his legs and sitting in his foot, but his bottom was raised from the ground, was not touching the ground. So basically he's sitting only in his feet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the whole body down, but his behind, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was not touching the ground. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also, he might sometimes when he sit with his companion, like he sit with Abu Bakr and Umar and Uthman, once putting his foot or his feet sallam, in a cold water in the well to cool him, to feet down or to cool himself down, and he uncovered his legs all the way to the first part of his thigh was uncovered, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. When he talks, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his talks is very clear, very clear. He might repeat what he said 3 times if there is need. When he talks, he doesn't scream, he doesn't shout, he never used bad words, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He always chose his words. His words were general, his statements were general. He was so eloquent, sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. When he speaks, he starts with praising Allah and mentioning Allah. When he ends, he will do the same. Inna bi sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. When he talks, he will not talk too much, and he will not talk in a way which his people will not be able to understand what he's saying. In Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he talks, he will always mention the good thing and will repeat mentioning it, but he will not talk about the bad things much. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said or in a gathering, he will always remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he will mention Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's names. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam not used to criticize people. He never interrupt somebody while he's talking or cut him off. He will wait until he will finish, then he will talk. Unless that person said something wrong or something the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam he doesn't like. If it's haram, he will cut him off or interrupt him and he will correct him. Otherwise, he might leave the place, leave him, to show his disagreement. In Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, when he talks, he uses his hands as if he welcoming people like that. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if he says something, he was wondering from something, he will flip his wrist, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And sometimes when he talks, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, كَانَ إِذَا تَحَدَّثَ اتَّصَلَ بِيَدَيْهِ وَضَرَبَ بِرَاحَتِهِ الْيُمْنَى إبهامه الأيسر وقبض عليها. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم sometimes when he talks also, he will put his left thumb on the middle of his right palm like this when he talk, and he might hold it with it like that, صلى الله عليه وسلم, when he talks sometimes. Also the Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم not used to say, he was not he doesn't used to say poet, but he is sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to quote sometimes some lines in his speech. In Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he talks, he remains silent most of the time. He will only talk where there is need. In Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he sees somebody honorable in his people, he will honor him more. In Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Also, sometimes he will joke. And he will allow people to joke around him. But he will only say the truth. Abu Huraira said, Ya Rasulallah, how come you joke with us sometimes? He thought that the Prophet, he doesn't joke. He said, I joke with you, but I only say with truth, I don't lie. Once, the Prophet ﷺ, a man came to him and he said, Ya Rasulallah, I need a rider. He said, I will give you a born of a camel. Wala dunaq. And a born of a camel, like a newborn of camels, nobody can ride it. It's just born, you know. He didn't say a newborn. He said a born of, like a camel, a born camel. He said, so how come I ride a born camel? He said, every camel was born. So he said, every camel. قال أليس كل ناقة ولد ناقة. Every camel was born. He was joking, صلى الله عليه وسلم, with him. He misunderstand him, that person. Also, once an old woman came to the Prophet ﷺ, and the Prophet ﷺ mentioned that no old people will enter Jannah. She cried. Then he said, tell her that nobody will enter Jannah. Why is he old? While he is old, he will enter Jannah. Everybody enter Jannah young. She thought the old people will not enter at all. He sometimes will joke with them, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Once the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sitting, and Aisha cooked some food, and it's very well known that Aisha is not a such good cook. She doesn't cook very good or very well. So she cooked a food. Basically, if you want to translate the food, I don't know. It sounds maybe not familiar for you these days. It's a little piece of meat with flour. They cook it. They didn't have rice in that time. Anyway, at least in Arabia, in Medina, Mecca. So anyway, she cooked that meat with the flour. And somehow, and Sauda, the Prophet ﷺ's other wife, was there. And the Prophet ﷺ in middle between both of them. Imagine that. Anyway, she offered food for Sauda. Sauda said, no, thank you. I don't want. Aisha felt like, I've been cooking this all the day, and you have to eat it. She said, no, I'm not going to eat it. She said, no, you're going to eat it, or otherwise I'm going to feed it to you. Then the Prophet ﷺ smiled. Then she said, Ya Rasulallah, allow me to feed her. Then the Prophet ﷺ smiled. She said, do what you want. Then she took the food and she stopped. فَلَطَّخَتْ بِهَا وَجْهُ سَوْدَهُ وَالنَّبِي صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يَضْحَكُ بَيْنَهُمْ. She took the food and she started putting the food in Sauda's face, painting her face with the flour, with the food. He put it in his face, her face, like joking with her, you know, as like playing. And the Prophet ﷺ in the middle, laughing at them, صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. Innabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also once came to one of his companions. His name is Zahir. And he was he's a Bedouin. He came from the desert to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he always bring gift to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he wasn't look so good, the person, but described that kind of damim al khilqah, and he looks ugly. Innabi saw him once in the souks. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came from behind of him, and he held him like this, surround him with his arm, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then the guy start pushing whoever holding him and trying to open his arm. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, who wanna buy this slave? He's in the market. Then who wanna buy this one? He's selling goods in the market. The Prophet, he wanna sell him. Who wanna buy him? When he hear the Prophet's voice, he start pushing himself back, touching the Prophet's stomach and chest with his back, trying to touch the Prophet's skin more. Then he said, Ya Rasulallah, you will not find anybody to buy me. I'm so ugly. Nobody wants me. I'm not a valuable thing. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, don't say that. you are in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's eyes so valuable. You are in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's eyes. He joked with them. Zayd bin Ask, you are the neighbor of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How he used to live? He said the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to talk with us, joke with us, but he would say the truth. He would smile, and to the extent you can see his molar teeth, but he never laughed out loud. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also, he used to cry when he read the Quran, but he will not cry out loud. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Tears comes out. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He see the graves, then his tear will comes out. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He read the Quran or somebody recite the Quran to him, his tear will comes out. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And I will stop here. Inshallah, we'll continue with some of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's daily life and manners after Salat al-Maghrib, inshallah. Jazakum Allah khairan. There is time for question and answer or no? Question, inshallah, I will keep it also after Maghrib. I will end very quickly because we have three things after Maghrib. We'll have three things after Maghrib. One, we'll talk about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's manners. Very previous, because there's some part of it I'm not going to talk about today, next week. And also we'll talk about I will answer some of these questions. And inshallah we have also before Isha some brothers. You fixed?
Yeah, I'll talk to you later, inshallah. They're making me dance.
We need your help, inshallah. We have this flyer, it's an evaluation form about this program today. We want your opinion, how do you like it, how you want to improve us, so inshallah next time we can improve. There's another evaluation form in this type where it tells you different lectures, and if you're interested or what other topics you like to hear, we'd like to hear from you, inshallah. And other thing is that we have food outside, inshallah. Brothers, this side, sisters, the other side, and you can pick up your dinner, inshallah. And try to probably, there's a park there for the sisters. They want to go to the park, and the brothers can probably hang around in the parking lot or something, because we don't have any sitting place. I do apologize. It's a sandwich, so shouldn't have a problem, inshallah. And also, we want to help from each and every one of you. There's a website called themasjid.org. Themasjid.org. www.themasjid.org. In that website, we have schedule of all the events that can happen in Houston. You know, the upcoming events, the future events, and also the recent events that's happening. And also in that website, we have black and white flyers in that website. So we request if you guys can download this from the website and print it out and distribute in your masjid, so the people will know about this program. Some brothers also helping us. We want anybody who can help us with that. And also remind you about the program of 27th, inshallah, and we'll make my message. That's all I can. We'll start right after my day, inshallah.
From 9 to 9:15, then I told them this is a very bad idea, because after a show the people comes and stuff, it is a good time to do different reason. Then they talk to them back again and they say, okay, fine, we'll let them do it after a show so they cancel the class. It's just happening just right now.
Makes sense.
Yeah. So you know we have it
that should be
at 9 o'clock, 9 to 5, we have the other, then we have to